Welcome to Deborah Byrne Psychology Services Podcast. I am Deborah Byrne, a psychologist, and your host for today. In my podcasts, I talk about a wide range of topics, including relationships, parenting, education, disability, mental health, and the most important topic I consider of all, self-care. I like to keep it informative and practical so that you can become empowered. This podcast is for adults and is for informational purposes only and should never replace your regular therapy sessions. Episode 81. Why are men less likely to talk about mental health? About 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with mental illness compared to 1 in 5 women. But we believe that figure could be higher as men are less likely to seek help. Some common examples of mental health illness include stress, depression, anxiety, OCD, postnatal depression, panic disorders, and eating disorders. Yes, guys can have postnatal depression and eating disorders too, and the latter is on the increase. More awareness is needed. Men are more prone to bottle it up and not talk about it. They see it as a vulnerability, a feminine trait that makes them appear weak. In fact, to talk about mental illness of any kind is seen as a weakness. They are also highly likely to pretend all is well because of this perceived weakness and possibly throw themselves into their work, making matters worse. It is a sad fact that society has bred this into men. Men are often taught to suppress any expression of emotions, particularly public displays, even in front of their partners. One, we hope, can be changed by more awareness from men's mental health campaigners, school programs on wellness and mental health, and the current generation of parents. One very frightening figure, and the reason, if none other, people should start getting more awareness going, are around the stats surrounding suicide. Men are 3.5 times more likely to commit suicide than women. It is perhaps only after they have faced a crisis themselves that they begin to openly talk about mental health issues. Let's talk about the hormones. Women are more likely to talk and cry about their issues than men. This isn't just due to society's accepted norm regarding this, but also about something a man can't help really at all. It all comes down to a lack of oxytocin in men, a hormone and neurotransmitter. Oxytocin is more commonly known for its role in childbirth. It can sometimes be called the love hormone due to its role in bonding or mating, but it also plays a role in men's brains too. Women are more likely to have this hormone running through their system in much larger quantities than men, thus make them more willing to talk and share what's going on. Women will opt for the tend and befriend while stressed, while men will opt more the fight or flight strategy. They are more likely to use escapism or individual sports to deal with life stresses. They will get angrier with family, a partner and friends, and or push these people away, perhaps withdrawing into themselves. Or they will also become more critical of partners, if they have one, or if not, with a close family member or friend. One thing they will notice about themselves will be that they feel uncomfortable in their own skin. You as a partner may notice it also by how they make comments about themselves, their job, or life in general. Men use a different language than women. Men are more likely to use a different language than women. This is more like they are talking about a piece of equipment or engineering and describing their emotions or feelings or their mental health. They'll use words like strain, tolerance level, lack of resilience, at breaking point, inflexibility, etc. Nothing you could really say was a word best used when describing an emotion or feeling. Men are more likely to also talk about symptoms rather than emotions, or you as their partner could notice these. These symptoms could range from feeling tired, forgetful, inability to sleep, irritability, lack of motivation, a loss of concentration. They may complain about neck or lower back pain, a common complaint in stress, reoccurring headaches, or use drink, gambling or drugs to cope at the end of the day. They're angrier, more critical, or more withdrawn than usual. Hobbies and interests might have started to go by the wayside slowly. They may start having trouble in work with unfinished projects or missing deadlines. They may avoid problems. Further in, when problems have been avoided, doctors not attended soon enough, they may suffer from chest pains, digestive problems, elevated blood pressure or heart rate, skin eruptions, sexual problems, or they will simply crash and have a crisis. I'm not saying that men are the only ones to behave like this, not at all. The more alpha type females can also behave like this and land themselves in crisis mode also. How to help a partner or close family member or friend. Remember, you can't change someone else. Please ask for help if you need it. You don't have to put up with bad behavior, but you can show compassion and keep the lines of communication open at all times. Recognize that men are not going to express themselves the same as us women. You need to understand how they talk or any symptoms, which I've outlined, they have may mean they're overstressed and in need of help. In saying that, you can persuade them to seek help from their GP first or main doctor. Never use criticism or get angry. It won't work. In fact, by simply giving them a hug, which will raise their oxytocin levels, and letting them know you're there for them no matter what, would be more effective. You can encourage them to better and get more exercise. You can create more nutritious meals and get him taking a walk with you each evening. Improve his sleep or seek help with this. Make sure to start by removing all TVs and electronic devices from the room. You'll sleep better too. Reduce stress levels. Seek help, if needed, from a therapist to talk through the issues. Take up meditation or other forms of relaxation. Take up good habits instead of using bad ones as a coping mechanism. Seek help for any medical or dental issues. These can be left on the long finger, but those with mental health issues or high stress levels. Help him learn about good time management skills, maybe looking up a blog or a podcast for this and giving him the link. Schedule some alone time for both of you without the pressure of sex if this has become an issue. You may have to take on the responsibility of arranging something or getting a babysitter. A great night for both of you may be a comedy show or film, which will help to relax you both. Give him some space. Most guys need this. In fact, some people need this if they are empaths. They need this time just to recharge batteries before dealing with anyone else. Get him to have the boys over or go for a boys' night out. It will help him to relax and become more social, particularly if he has become withdrawn. Realize that change won't happen overnight either, and neither will the symptoms reduce overnight. But keep at it, and as I've said, keep the lines of communication open. Work with me. Remember, you are allowed to ask for support. No one is an island. In fact, I strongly advise you to create a positive support system before you start making any changes in your life. If you need extra support, then you can work with me, and we all struggle with stress and overwhelm from time to time. If you find this has become a problem for you and you'd like some support, then schedule an appointment with me. There will be a link in the description to the original blog where you can find the link to make an appointment with me. There are also links to many helpful blogs, podcasts, and videos in the original post, including tips on stress management, time management, communication skills, meditation, and improving your sleep. You'll find it in the description below. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. This podcast is also available in a blog format, which you can access at www.deborahburnpsychologyservices.com. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to this podcast, follow me on social media at DB Psychology, or subscribe to our mailing list, which is full of freebies and keeps you up to date on the latest blogs and podcasts. Be sure to tune in next week